He said, while you're doing all of this, we usually just pull verse 5 out by itself, but actually it's referring to the verses above it. And so if you do this, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given to him. So you can start confessing, putting the word in, and you can say boldly and with knowledge and understanding and assurity, I'm a wise person. Stop going around saying, I don't know what to do. I don't know what I'm going to do. But trust God. Mentioning yesterday when I got ready to go to Tupelo, well, earlier that evening, went out to the building to work, to paint and all, and I misplaced my phone to shorten the story. I misplaced my phone, and we got ready to go. I had to go without my phone. So now I'm saying, I always say, Lord, where's my phone? I know you're looking at it or whatever I'm looking for. Holy Spirit, show it to me. But I left, and I didn't have my phone. Got back. I still didn't have my phone. And the Lord asked me, he said, can you live without your phone? I said, yes, Lord, you know I can live without my phone. And so I didn't find it. But then later on, I said, Holy Spirit, show me where that phone is. I remember where I had it last. I said, I know you know where that phone is. And I was just walking around there, getting ready for bed or folding some clothes or something. And it just came to my mind. You picked up some wash rags, some towels and rags that you were using out to the building for painting and cleaning. Your phone is in there. And I took them inside the building and laid them on the stairway. And when my husband went out there this morning early, I said, look among those towels and rags. See if you find my phone. He came back and he said, there it is. Trust the Lord. Get to know him. He will not fail you. So I'm impressed to say somebody who has something lost, just ask Holy Spirit and trust him. But you know what? I use my phone to get up in the morning at 4, and of course, the alarm didn't go off. I slept at 5:10. I enjoyed it. Amen. Listen, he said, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally. Everybody, that's me. God gives wisdom to me liberally. You may look at some people and say, oh, that's a wise person. Wonder why. They'll put the word of God in their heart, and they are obeying the word of God. You and I can do the same thing. And upbraid it not, and it shall be given unto him. The Bible says, ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened. I don't have time to go into that, but way back before we left to go to Oklahoma, we had a ministry called Ask Missionary Outreach, based on that scripture. And then he says, but let him ask in faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You can't ask wavering, because the Bible says that you won't get anything from God. A double-minded man, 8, I'm skipping down to 8, is unstable in all his ways. So be stable. When the temptations come, the trials come, the wisdom of God will say, I'm just going to rest in God. It doesn't say I'm just going to sit back and do nothing, unless that's what the Lord says concerning that situation. But it says, I will rest in the Lord. I will keep my peace. I will not fret. I will not worry, because God is God is God is God. Fretting will not change my situation. Worrying won't make it change, but trusting God will bring the answer that I desire. So that's a bit we talked about wisdom. And I want to also remind you, and you don't have to put this one up, but I want to remind you that in this wisdom of God, God was so wise that he loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And I've already invited you to receive Jesus as your Savior. And then love, love, love. But I do want you to turn to 1 John 4, and we'll start with verse 6, because that love of God that's shed abroad in our heart, it comes from God. It comes from knowing him as our Savior. And once we have received Jesus as our Savior, we got to fill up on the right stuff. We've got to eat the right food, spiritual food, to grow ourselves up in the love of God. if your love life is missing, if you seem to be short of patience and short of love and things keep aggravating you, find love scriptures and meditate on them. Love for God, love for yourself, love for others, and meditate on those and keep putting them in 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 until love is what flows out and love is what flows out. I use this illustration often. If you buy a Coke and you just start pouring water in and you keep running water in that bottle or cup and you keep, after a while, what's going to come out? Just water, because all the Coke has been driven out. And the same thing with that aggravation, that fear, that worry, that fretting that's in your life. Put the word in and the word will change you.